Hello, my name's Emma and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and One Another Project. I'd like to ask you your name, where you come from and your date of birth.
Okay, I'm Rachel Davis. I was born in Sheffield but I now live in Tunbridge in Kent, and my date of birth is the 21st of April 1970.
And when did you hear, or how did you hear about the project?
I can't remember actually. I think it was probably I saw something on the internet, or I might have seen something on Sky Arts about it. It was quite a long time ago, it was a while before it started.
What made you want to take part in it?
I really like Anthony Gormley. I remember seeing sort of, you know, The Field years and years ago and loved that. I just thought it was a really sort of interesting idea. I never actually thought I'd get picked for it though, that was the sort of slight downside of it, but no, I'm really glad I'm here.
How do you feel now?
I was fine, and then I was getting the train into London. As it got to London Bridge, I suddenly started getting really, really nervous, but I'm okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing on the Flint this evening?
Yes, I have a large roll of net curtain, and I'm going to be cutting it into squares for an hour with a little break in between. And I suppose what it's about sort of changes every time I sort of think about it, really. But broadly speaking, it's around the sort of patterns of life that we sort of put ourselves into. So, you know, it can be suburbia, the straight job, the commute, that sort of stuff. But it's not just about sort of physically where you live, you know, it's sort of mentally. So we you know, do these same patterns of behaviour all the time, you know, and you know, if you're literal, you have it, you know, you can cut your cloth, your fabric of life how you want to do, but most people don't. They just cut it the same old ways and the same old patterns. And then these little islands in the middle, these little breaks, these little moments of bliss where we get some sort of happiness. And it sounds quite sort of, you know, negative and cynical, but it's a bit more questioning than that, you know, because there can still be sort of, you know, beauty within this, you know, and I suppose net curtain is the sort of the symbol of suburbia, you know, and it's a sort of, it is that symbol, but also it can be a sort of quite a beautiful thing, and it can sort of catch light and you can sort of see things through it. And so, you know, is it this curtain is sort of keeping us in our little homes, you know, or is it actually just part of a layer of things that's going on?
So,
and that's what it's about at the moment.
Something you've been thinking about for a while, before the project.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's, I do a very straight job, I inspect hospitals, but I suppose it's, the things I'm interested in, I suppose, are how sort of, you know, we sort of perceive the world, and also, you know, how the world is, and I suppose how England is, you know, and this, it's back to this sort of suburb. I think we're very straitjacketed, and I think, you know, I see this country and a lot of the world becoming very homogenised, you know, everything's very samey. You go down any high street and it all looks exactly the same, it's got all the same chains. And also, you know, I think people go along with things unquestioningly, you know, and whether they're led by, you know, the government or society or the media or whatever it is, you know, I mean, these aren't necessarily bad things, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to sort of, you know, want to go home, fart, drink beer, shag your wife, all that sort of stuff, you know, and get up and go to work the next day, that's fine. But, you know, I think people do often are very unquestioning about things in life, and I think, you know, there lies the way to rack and ruin, really.
So, if moving backwards, can I ask a little bit about your upbringing? What's
yeah.
brought you to this point?
I was born in Sheffield. I suppose originally sort of very sort of working class sort of background, you know, my sort of dad was a steel worker and both my grandfathers were steel workers, both my grandmothers were domestics, so in that sense, you know, started off as very working class, and then you know, it kind of sort of changed and evolved, I think. You know, my sort of parents got divorced when I was young, mum was a nurse, and I suppose, you know, bought a house and all this sort of stuff, changed a lot. And then mum died when I was 17, and I think that had a big impact on my life. So it was suddenly, you know, you're out there in the world getting on with it. You know, and I went and did an engineering degree for a year, dossed about a bit, and then went to sort of train and be a psychiatric nurse, you know, which I sort of never thought I'd finish. It was just something to sort of pay the rent, really. But, you know, sort of 20 years later, I'm still in it, you know. And I suppose, I mean, you know, so I started off as very working class, and I suppose I'm not quite, you know, I'm one of the people not quite sure where I am now, you know, I don't feel particularly middle class, you know, but I own my own home and I like a good Chardonnay and all that sort of shit, you know, so it's sort of, I don't know where I am. But yeah, I'm not quite sure what the point of it all is yet, you know.
So that's where you are now. What about the future, your hopes and ambitions?
I don't know. I suppose for a while, I inspect hospitals, it's okay, it's flexible, it pays the bills. I'm not quite sure, you know, what I want to do in my life, really. I'm nearly 40, and I don't think it's particularly because I'm 40. I think it's just, you know, the way things have evolved. Like my boyfriend, who I've been with for like nearly 17 years, he was in a very sort of straight job, hated it, left it, and now he's doing like a master's in photography. And this is the first time he's ever done anything really creative in his life. And he's loving it, but, you know, that's making him question stuff. And with him doing that, I'm kind of thinking, well, you know, what am I doing? So it's all a bit uncertain at the moment. And I sort of oscillate between, you know, I'm generally quite chilled out about stuff, but just feeling, you know, a bit miserable and fed up with it all, really.
Do you live with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And what does he think about you coming here?
Oh, he loves it. Yeah, he loves it. I think he forgot to apply. And then he applied, so we'll see, he'd love it. But he was like, oh my God, you got a place, you know, he was really jealous.
So as far as your home life, where what kind of area do you live in?
I live in Tunbridge in Kent, which is very dull, very boring. It's sort of, you know, commuterville, low crime rate. Not a lot happens, a lot of net curtains in Tunbridge.
It mentions a lot of family history in the steel.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any specific memories of that as a child, or specific stories that have been relayed to you that sort of relate back to your roots of where your family have come from?
I mean, not really. So, I mean, both my grandfathers worked in the steelworks, and, you know, I can remember they retired at 60 and you got a sort of, you know, a sort of steel tankard sort of thing, you know, and that was it, really. And, you know, they both died in their sort of 60s of sort of, you know, heart-related problems. And it's probably just, you know, unhealthy to lifestyle, too many fags, basically. And then my dad was in the steelworks, and he, you know, he did it because his dad had done it, and probably his dad before him and all that sort of, you know, working class, that's what you did, and it paid quite well. But then he got made redundant when he was in his sort of late 20s, and I went for another couple of jobs in the steel industry, and just found, you know, didn't really like it, didn't really like the other places, so just made a big massive change in his life and went and did electronic engineering and works as a sort of, you know, in the sort of support department in Sheffield University now, and that's what, about 30 years ago. So I suppose that in a sense, you know, the change, I think that was probably the best thing that ever happened to him, because I think otherwise it'd probably stayed there. And, you know, you go into the steelworks, you go at the pub at lunchtime and drink lots, and then you go and sweat it all out in the afternoon, then you go back again in the evening, and then you smoke lots, you know what I mean? And then you die when you're in your 50s or your 60s, you know, it's sort of...
So did you say you did engineering as well? And was that anything to do with your dad?
No. Well, I suppose, actually. I mean, it was one of them things, but I was sort of doing my A-levels, and... So my parents got divorced, so my mum wasn't, she was earning too much, not enough, too much to sort of, for me to get a grant, but not enough for her to be able to afford to pay for me to go to university. So, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was going to do my A-levels and then try and get some sort of job. And then so suddenly in the middle of it, my mum died, so suddenly like, oh, you can go to university now. And I think looking back, you know, it'd have been nice to sort of do some sort of arts thing or something like that. That's probably more where my head was, but, you know, it's not very practical, and it was just, so what shall I do? And I thought, oh, I know, I'll do computers. But I'd got all arts A-levels rather than science A-levels, so it's like a sort of foundation year. But I just hated it, you know, it's like going and measuring the tensile strength of steel stuff. It just didn't appeal to me at all. So yeah, so I sort of left that, and so I sort of ended up in nursing, you know, because you had to pay the rent, and it was something that you got paid while you were doing it, you know.
Do you enjoy the psychiatric aspect?
Oh, yeah, very much. Yeah, yeah. Because my mum was a general nurse, and didn't fancy that at all. But, yeah, I mean, sort of mental health nursing, it is interesting, you know, I mean, it's hard work, but it's... So it's a different way of sort of looking at the world. You know, and there's lots of sort of like anti-psychiatry stuff and how, you know, what is, you know, madness, what is mental illness, and it's sort of, you know, varied over the ages, and, you know, it's evolved. But I mean, even now we treat people with mental illness a lot better than they did, like, you know, 15-20 years ago when I started in it. And I'm like, you know, it's such a sort of rapid sort of situation. But yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, you see how other people look at the world, and people can look at it in a very strange way. And I think a lot of people assume that we all see things in exactly the same way, and we don't, just because our experiences and things sort of shadow that and influence that.
So sort of coming back to the project,
yeah.
What do you hope to gain from the experience?
I mean, I suppose just sort of being stuck up a plinth at 1 o'clock in the morning is a sort of challenge, you know? And I can say, oh, I've done it. But, you know, I mean, in terms of, like, when I was thinking about what to do, you know, I was thinking, you know, it sort of came into my head, this neck curtain thing, it evolved. But, you know, I was thinking, oh, well, I'll look stupid, you know, I'm a complete tit of myself, you know, it's sort of, you know, and I was just sort of saying to, texting my boyfriend, you know, and sort of saying, well, you know, I'm thinking sort of, you know, Beckett and influencers, you know, and maybe Alan Bennett, you know, but it'll be more like sort of, I don't know, 7-year-old's nativity sort of thing. So, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know. Who's going to see it?
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so, no.
That's okay. Cool. Thank you very much.
It's okay.